said, we take refuge in the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. This is the heritage of every being, every Buddha that appears in the world. But what is the Buddha? When we see with the eye of wisdom, we know that the Buddha is timeless, unborn, unrelated to any body or history or statue. I mean, it's kind of amazing to walk in and see this whole little, it's like the inflated Buddha was put up here in this whole artificial forest, and here we are in this big kind of temple. It's beautiful to see. But he said the real Buddha is none of those things. Buddha is the ground of all being. He talked about it as Chit-Dham, the original mind, the realization of truth of the unmoving mind. So the Buddha was not enlightened in India. In fact, he was never enlightened. He was never born and never died. And this timeless awakened one is our true home, our abiding place. When we take refuge in the Buddha, in the Dharma, in the way things are, in the Sangha, all things in the world are free for us. They become our teacher, proclaiming the one true nature of life.